Welcome, 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 welcome back to another episode of Unveiled by Grace. I am your host, David. How are you guys doing on today? Today is Friday. And no matter where you are in the world, Fridays are Fridays. Regardless. It is Friday, man. I am in such a joyous. The Lord has been so good to me. Oh, man. But I pray and hope that your guys' week was wonderful. And today we're going to, in this week, as far as Friday goes, the right way. Hallelujah. So today, I want to go deep into a dimension of God that many believers don't understand. A realm called the fragrance of his presence. Hallelujah. This is not metaphorical. This is not poetic. This is not symbolic only. See, the Bible teaches. Yes, we're getting right into it. Hope you've had your coffee. The Bible teaches that we literally carry the aroma, fragrance, and scent of God's presence. And where we go, God's presence travels with us, rests on us, and manifests through us. Hallelujah. So today, I'm just going to break down some of the things we're going to go over and what we're going to learn. Hallelujah. We're going to learn today what the fragrance of God actually is, how believers can carry it, what activates it, what destroys it, how environments recognize it, and how demons react to it. Also, how you can discern when someone's carrying this aroma. Hallelujah. You can't fake this. It ain't what you put on. Hallelujah. And also how you can walk in it consistently. Hallelujah. So let's get into it. First, while I'm talking, let me grab my coffee. One moment. All right, coffee is grabbed. We're ready to go. But before we get into it, let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we invite your presence into this moment. We ask you to open our hearts, open our minds, and open our spirits to receive your word with clarity and revelation. Lord, your word declares, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So today we draw near. We come hungry. We come thirsty. We come with expectation. Holy Spirit, you are the spirit of truth, the breath of God, the revealer of Jesus. Feel this atmosphere. Feel the listener's home, car, job, or quiet place with your glory. Hallelujah. Let this teaching not be information only, but transformation. Let the fragrance of Christ begin to rest upon every listener. The aroma of his presence, the scent of his holiness, the perfume of his glory. Your word declares, for we are to God the sweet aroma of Christ. So, Father, make us carriers of that aroma. Mark us, sanctify us, consecrate this episode for your purpose. We bind every distraction and silence, any spiritual interference. We declare open heavens, clarity of thought, and purity of heart. Awaken hunger today. Restore intimacy. Ignite devotion. Deepen holiness and activate the dimension of carrying your presence everywhere we go. Holy Spirit, take over. Have your way. Speak to us. Transform us. Draw us closer. We surrender this time to you, and we pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Yes. We are here. So let's get right into it. The aroma of Christ is real. 2 Corinthians tells us, chapter 2, 14 and 15. Now thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ, and through us spreads the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the sweet aroma of Christ. The Bible clearly states, you don't just represent the fragrance, you are the fragrance. Hallelujah. See, this is a spiritual reality. It means the presence of God on your life produces a scent, an aura, a spiritual atmosphere that is recognizable in both the natural and the spirit realm. Fragrance represents evidence of consecration. Let's go to Genesis 8:21. It says, the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Ephesians 5:2. Christ, a sweet smelling aroma unto God. Meaning, God responds to fragrance. Not ability, not gifting, but devoted obedience. We speak a lot here about obedience. Obedience is greater than sacrifice. Obedience is pleasing to God. Hallelujah. See, fragrance comes from proximity. Again, fragrance comes from proximity to God. Moses didn't smell like God. He shone with God. Exodus 34:29. Moses' face shone. It shined because he talked with God. Hallelujah. My God. Presence leaves residue. Presence leaves residue. Glory has weight. Intimacy leaves evidence. My God. So, how is the fragrance of God formed? Fragrance comes from three spiritual activators. One, fire. Incense rises only when fire hits it. Leviticus 6:13. The fire shall never go out. Your spiritual flame determines your spiritual aroma. Oil. Oh my God. The oil is flowing. The oil. Fragrance equals oil plus crushing. Let's go to Psalm 92:10. I have been anointed. I have been anointed. I have been anointed with fresh oil. And sacrifice. Every biblical fragrance came from sacrifice. Philippians 4:18. An acceptable sacrifice. A sweet smelling aroma. Obedience smells good to God. Hallelujah. Let's get into the four dimensions of God's fragrance here. Quickly. Because I know it's Friday. You got things to do. One, fragrance of consecration. Holiness has a smell. Who am I talking to this morning? You know when something has been, I'll just say, playing in the garbage. You can smell it. Hallelujah. But you can also smell the fragrance of holiness. Hallelujah. A sweet, sweet smell. Acts 19:15. Jesus I know, and Paul I know. See, demons recognize spiritual scent. The fragrance of obedience. Obedience again. Here we go. Obedience releases aroma. My God. Fragrance of worship. Fragrance of worship. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 141 verse 2. Hallelujah. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Worship is a fragrance. It's the lighting of incense that raises to God, and he sees it and he honors it. He says, ah, my son, this pleases me. Hallelujah. The fragrance of intimacy. Deep devotion produces scent. Song of Solomon 1:3. Your name is like ointment poured forth. So how can we carry? How can we carry the fragrance of God? One, live in unbroken fellowship. John 15:5. Abide in me. Abiding is soaking in his scent. Practice sacrificial obedience. Every yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, my yes. My yes equals more aroma. Yes, God, send me. Yes, God, I'm available. Yes, I surrender. Yes, my yes. Develop deep worship. My God, worship breaks your alabaster box. My God. John 12:3. Let's go to John 12:3, and then I'm gonna break down quickly what the alabaster box is. Okay, John 12:3 says, Mary, therefore, took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Hallelujah. My God. So the alabaster box is the jar that contained the perfume. So to break your alabaster box is to give your best. Hallelujah. To give your best devotion. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's go there. Four. To walk in purity. Purity preserves scent. Hallelujah. And of course, maintain a lifestyle of prayer. Prayer is incense. Hallelujah. Guard your atmosphere. Who you're around affects your aroma. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 6:17. And it reads, therefore, go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you. This is the ESV, guys. So when you're guarding your atmosphere, you're protecting You're protecting, you're guarding what's around you, because your environments can be very influential, naturally and spiritually. It really can. So you must guard so you can keep that sweet, sweet smell. Hallelujah. So how do we know when someone is carrying God's fragrance? First one, you'll feel peace when they enter. You will feel peace when they enter. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke 10, verses 5-6. And it reads, whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. Mm-hmm. Have you ever just been around someone? Mm-hmm. That they just... This guy walks with the Lord. I mean, nothing is bothering him or her. He's pleasant. Mm-hmm. And I feel at peace around this guy. Uh-huh. That guy is carrying the fragrance. Hallelujah. 2, darkness becomes uncomfortable around them. Yeah, man, you know, I don't go everywhere. I'm being honest. I don't go everywhere. I go where he sends me, because he will send you to places that needs you there, right? Or if it's just part of that. But I don't go everywhere. I don't. And when I do, trust me, there's a purpose for me being there. Not to say that. And some people mistake that for pride or something, right? Like, oh, you think, no, I'm guarding my atmosphere. I'm guarding. Do you? Because most people, you know, when I'm, I'm speaking from my experience. A lot of times, certain places I used to go to or would try to go to, whether it be with family or just out and about, right? I've never been in a club since, I don't know, for like 10 years. So I can't say there, but like, it's just certain places that I just don't go to anymore. Unless he sends me there, you know? Because, you know, certain things can't or won't, you know, be around. It becomes uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Let's go to Mark. You know, and that's been a lot of the, you know, people mistake it for whatever it is, and that's just a lie from the enemy to create division or problems with people to have with me. And that's okay. I get into that, but I know I'm guarding my atmosphere, because I ain't just around hanging out. I don't do that. I used to always just want to be around, just to be outside. Nah, I'm cool. But darkness does become uncomfortable around someone who is carrying the fragrance. They get the scratching, itching, yawning, all types of things. Alright, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's go to Mark 1:23-24. I'm making this quick, guys. I don't want to keep you too long. 23-24. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" Wow. That's what the demon said to the Lord. "Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Hallelujah. The demons get to acting up. They begin to manifest. They begin to get irritated and uncomfortable, that's how you know you care. If you've never understood why at your job this certain lady keep bothering you, sis, when you come around, her nose turned up, she talking crazy, she staring at you like you done said something to her man. Hallelujah. Brother, you know, you go around certain places, you know, it get different. You know, dudes be doing certain things, females be doing certain things, you know, and you pay attention to, and you like, man, why? Aha. See, that's one of the signs that, you know, you're carrying his fragrance. You're in proximity with God. Because you come in there not knowing, or you may know, but you come in there with, you know, you there to work. But not knowing the work you there for, hey, it's disturbing. It's making them uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Next, another sign. Their words carry weight. See, this is how you know a true man of God or woman of God who carry his presence. Their words. And we have to understand that our words do carry weight. That's why I don't talk a lot. I don't talk too much because I don't like to get caught up in the idle words. I'm very, very careful about what I say. Very, very careful, you know, especially when it's not, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, and it's not a religious thing. I'm saying to you that I just don't waste my words because I know they carry weight. I'm not here to just be talking about things that I'm not either doing or what God showed me or what he said do or said or told me to speak. I'm not doing that because your words carry weight, sons of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Another sign, they shift atmospheres. Presence is tangible. Hallelujah. Have you ever went to a place, a restaurant or this Walmart or even a more confined space? Let's just say you go into the break room at work, especially if you're the new guy or the new girl. Let's say that. Let's start there. Have you ever went to a place where nobody knows you and it shifts? You can tell that the room was speaking about a lot of things that people do, you know. They talking about the show they like. They talking about whatever happened. I don't know. But when you walk in the room, they start to sit up straight. They start to look like, what, huh? What's going on here? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Another sign. They produce the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Galatians 5:22-23. they produce the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And what are those fruits? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. See, this person, they carry the fruit. They locked in. For real. They locked in for real. They produce the fruit. And 6, God confirms their words. Let's go to 1 Samuel. Mm-hmm. 1 Samuel 3, verse 19. And it reads, And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. When your words don't fall to the ground, that's because God confirms what you spoke. Mm-hmm. He confirms what you spoke. So, what destroys the fragrance of God? Unrepentant sin, bitterness, pride, carnality, darkness corrupts aroma. Darkness corrupts aroma. So, how do we restore? How do we restore? And I'm moving quickly, guys, because my time, and your time as well. How do we restore the fragrance? Return to your first love. Repent quickly and worship deeply. Rebuild your secret place. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So, let me pray, and then I'm going to get us up out of here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Father, in Jesus' name, release the aroma of Christ over every listener. Let them carry your presence. Let them shift atmospheres. Let their life be a sweet fragrance unto you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. There's so much I still want to unpack, but I must stick to my time. It's very important that we stick to time. So maybe there's a part two, a more in-depth, as the Lord leads, a more in-depth. We can go into this because there's so much to unpack here. But I thank you guys. At least we were able to get the foundational things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I thank you guys for listening. Share this episode, guys, with someone who is called to carry God's presence, or just someone, anyone who needs Jesus and needs to know who he is, because they too, once you lock in with him, man, it's nowhere else to go. He got you now. Hallelujah. Again, if you feel led to sow, and thank you guys for your continued support. Go to Unveiled by Grace, the number two. Unveiled by Grace, number two. That's my Cash App. But also, guys, the book is being crafted now. It's being put together now. There should be a launch within the first week of December. Definitely before Christmas. Yes, brokenness. From brokenness to wholeness. The book, From Brokenness to Wholeness. Hallelujah. The Lord has been putting that together for some time now. So I'm excited for that. That book will deliver. The book to deliver those from the enemy's hooks. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, man. Shout out to Apostle Daniel, a wonderful man of God who's been teaching me, and just he brought me in and just been helping me so much. So God bless him, and God bless every one of you who's been tuning in and growing with the podcast and supporting. It's greatly appreciated. It's greatly appreciated. So I thank you. I thank you all for listening. And until next time, I pray that you guys have a blessed and wonderful weekend. And I may do something tomorrow, I'm not sure, as the Lord leads, you know. But if not, definitely on Monday, for sure. Hallelujah. So I thank you guys. This is Unveiled by Grace. This is your brother. Your brother, David Abraham. Until next time, Shalom.